It's report card season for climate change. Next month, world leaders will gather in Azerbaijan for the United Nations annual climate negotiations. Ahead of those talks, the UN looked at whether countries are on track to limit global warming. And the results, as you can probably guess, are not great. Lauren Sommer from NPR's Climate Desk joins us now. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so what does this global report card say exactly?
Yeah, it basically reads, needs more improvement than ever. That's because last year, countries continued to burn fossil fuels at very high rates. That's what releases the heat-trapping emissions, you know, that warm up the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Those emissions hit record levels, actually, and that's the opposite of where they need to be. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on countries to close that gap.
The message of today's emissions gap report is clear. We are teetering on a planetary tightrope. Either leaders bridge the emissions gap or we plunge headlong into climate disaster with the poorest and most vulnerable suffering the most.
He said countries need to urgently get back on track.
Okay, so how far off track is the world on cutting emissions?
Yeah, if countries keep doing what they're doing, it means the world is on path to get hotter, about 5.5 degrees Fahrenheit hotter, that's 3 degrees Celsius, by the end of this century. That's double what countries agreed to, which is to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Right. And remind us, what are the stakes if the world does not limit warming to 1.5 degrees?
Yeah, so that benchmark is important because beyond that level of warming, the impacts just get a lot worse. So, you know, sea levels rise and coastal cities could flood because polar ice is melting. The majority of the world's coral reefs could die off.
Mm-hmm.
And in the U.S., storms get more extreme and drop more rain. You know, the flooding in North Carolina from Hurricane Helene is just an example of how dangerous extreme rain is. And then heat waves also get more dangerous, which can already be deadly.
I mean, is the world's climate change goal just out of reach now? What do you think?
Yeah, technically, the report says it's not impossible, but every year it just gets harder. So emissions would need to be cut by about 40% by the end of this decade. So one of the authors of the report, Neil Grant, says what happens in the next few years is really critical.
Winning slowly is the same as losing when it comes to climate change. And so I think we are at risk of a lost decade, but I think it's premature to say at the moment that the decade is lost. There is still real potential to see deep emissions reductions in the coming years.
To cut emissions as fast as possible, the UN's report says renewable energy, like solar and wind, needs to scale up even faster than it is, especially now since it's cheaper than fossil fuel power plants. And then, you know, stopping deforestation would also be a big help.
Yeah. Well, what do you think all of this means for the annual climate change negotiations that are starting next month?
Yeah, I mean, the UN is hoping it drives some urgency. Countries have already made pledges to cut emissions, but those pledges don't cut enough. Most countries aren't on track to meet them. That includes the U.S., although the country is closer now because the Biden administration passed major climate legislation. But, you know, these talks coming up are very important because next year countries have to do even more ambitious goals to really turn things around.
That is Lauren Sommer from NPR's Climate Desk. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you.